And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Manuel Goldstein here with you on a very cold night. I guess I should explain. We're doing kind of an unusual thing tonight. I'm walking in the snow right now in January of 2009, early January of 2009. And boy, it's really cold out here. There's some snow on the ground, as you can probably hear. It's rather crunchy. And what we're going to do is record a few minutes from every month of the year 2009. And this show, if all goes well, will air at the end of the year when I'm actually away someplace else, having fun somewhere. So it's the beginning of the year 2009. We don't really know what to expect. Obviously, you're listening now. You know what's happened in this year that's ahead of us. But right now, there's a great feeling of anticipation as, well, things are changing, obviously. We have all kinds of new feelings and new hopes and ambitions as the Obama administration prepares to take power. Actually, from where I'm talking to you now, we're still under the Bush regime, so it's, the last few days of that particular time in history. Now, the next time I speak to you, which will be in a couple of minutes from February, obviously we will have started to have the Obama administration. We'll see what that's all about. This year, you probably know what I've done this year, but I'll tell you what I'm hoping to do this year, since I haven't yet done it. When I go down to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration, yes, I do plan on going down there to witness that part of history. I might even be able to get into one of the presidential balls, which would be kind of fun. I'm going to basically bring one of these devices with me and report on everything that I see. In addition to that, this year I'm also planning on going to a couple of hacker camps. There will be one in Washington State. There will be another one in Holland later in the year. There's also talk of possibly, I don't know if I want to say this and put the jinx on it, but there's talk of going someplace that's really kind of unusual and different, and I'm referring to a continent I've never been to before, the one that has no year-round inhabitants. Yes, Antarctica, that's a possibility. I don't know if that's going to happen. Probably won't, now that I mentioned it. So, basically, each of these segments is going to run about, 4.5 minutes or so. If you add that up, if you multiply 4.5 minutes by 12, you get something under 60 minutes, which allows us enough time to play the theme and have an outro. So, what you'll hear is hopefully different sound effects, these are real sounds, but different sounds of what it's like outside. I'll be pretty much in the same area on Long Island at about the same time of night, and y'all hear what it sounds like. Right now it's the dead of winter, and I guess, this is a better January than normal, because usually our Januarys are kind of lame. This one's pretty good. We already have snow on the ground, and as you can hear, it's pretty hard. It's frozen. So I'm not sure what February is going to be like. I guess all you got to do is listen for the next couple of minutes, next couple of seconds, and you'll hear how February is, if it's any colder than it is right now. And we're going to try and have some sense of continuity throughout this hour. So we're going to try and maintain a good stream of thought as we report on what's been going on in this country. So right now, as we leave January and look forward to the transition ahead, we'll tell you just how that transition went from our next segment in the month of February. Okay, thank you very much, January Emmanuel. This is now February Emmanuel. And, I had such high hopes for this winter when it began, or actually in January when it was really, really cold. In fact, we've had some really cold days. I mean, seriously cold days, which I think are just great and fantastic. But what's happened in February, it's kind of mellowed out a bit. And we had snow on the ground most of the month, or most of the month of January, that is. In fact, I think all of the month of January and a good part of February, well, at least the first part of February, which is where we are right now. But then it warmed up a bit. There was some rain, and now it's just it's chilly. I mean, people still complain and bitch about it being cold, which it's supposed to be in winter, but it's not, you know, freezing cold, and it's not the kind of winter that I really like. But, you know, it's all right. I guess it could be worse. Well, let's not spend this hour just talking about the changing weather, because we know the weather's going to change over the year. It's February now. It's supposed to be cold. It should be a little colder. But more importantly, we're in this new era of time. Yes, I did go down to Washington, D.C., as you probably heard. I went and saw the parade go by. I saw Barack Obama actually walking by. And, in fact, that was the second time I saw him. The first time I saw him was on a train going by. So that was kind of cool. We're sort of used to him being in power now, I guess. I mean, some of us are still trying to get used to it, but the Bush years are gone. It's over. And now we're into something new. There's all this talk of stimulus now. There's all this talk of rescuing the economy and fixing things. And I just hope that we see a lot of cool new things, maybe a new spirit start to take over. It's going to take time. I know people are going to be resistant to any sort of change, but it's my hope that he fulfilled a semi-promise he made about a year or so ago about high-speed rail. I think that is like the issue that really should be focused on. We do that in this country, and that changes everything. All of a sudden, there are other ways of getting around. You don't have to worry about airports and airplanes and crazy security issues and things like that. And we sort of become more in tune with the rest of the world, or rest of the industrialized world anyway. And that's just something I'd like to see develop. And maybe this year we'll see how it actually, if it actually gets done, if change happens. I think, you know, 2009 is going to be a year of significant change, because obviously after 8 years of whatever nonsense we've just been through, someone has to pick up the pieces. And the question is, will he be picking up the pieces, or will it be pretty much more of the same? To be honest, I don't see how it can be more of the same, since that's gotten us into this mess, this disaster, this economic disaster that we're in right now, as well as just the opinion throughout the world of the United States, which has gone down the toilet. All that has to be fixed. And, you know, in a way, he sort of has an easy job, because just by saying he's not Bush, he's already come out ahead, and hopefully that's that'll be enough to push not only people here but people all around the planet to sort of try things differently and maybe have a new spirit. And yeah, while things are rather bleak right now, and they are pretty bleak right now, there's all kinds of people losing their homes, and there's worry of depression coming, and all sorts of other nasty things like that. It's, you know, that phrase, who said that phrase? It's always darkest before dawn, right? I think it was like one of the presidents of Stony Brook who said that back in the 60s. I'm not sure where to trace that phrase to. But it's true, because it's pretty dark now, and so that means maybe dawn is coming. Maybe by this time next month something nice will happen. I think also if we just sort of have a sense of community and start taking care of each other and looking out for each other, we might actually realize the important things of life and not just what we've been doing the last few years. Hopefully this is sort of the beginning of a fresh start. That's what I like to think anyway. Of course, it's early yet. We're still just in February. The year has to keep going. We have to see if things work, if changes actually take hold, if the spirit of the country changes or maintains its steadiness or whatever. So one thing about, you know, people ask me if I can say anything good about America, and the one thing I can really say is that we do have spirit. We do have that way of picking ourselves up and moving on and maintaining kind of a rebellious nature. So, yeah, that's kind of a positive way to end this month. We'll see you in March. I don't know if you can hear this. It's one of those extremely windy evenings in March, and it's basically so windy. I have a feeling I'm standing in the woods because I'm an idiot.
But I think very likely a tree might fall or a branch might fall or something. You know, really, I'm an idiot. I shouldn't be standing here like this. Probably winds whipping up to about 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour maybe. One of those days. We get these occasionally here in the Northeast. I guess you call them nor'easters or something like that. I don't want to focus on weather again, like last time, but just let me append my remarks of last month to say that I am, in fact, happy with the way the winter went ultimately, because we had a nice snowstorm at the beginning of March. It was, I think, about 15 inches of snow just fell in one day, and it was great. We were kind of stranded for a while, had to push cars and slip and fall and things like that, and it was good fun for everybody. It didn't last very long, though. We had snow on the ground for, I guess, about a week before it all melted away. And 15 inches of melting is quite a lot of melting. But that's just testament to how quickly the weather can change around here. It was very cold and stayed cold for a little while. Then it got warm. And you know what? I think at this point in March, I think that's it. I think that's it for winter. I mean, it's a very windy day now, but it's not very very cold. So I think spring is right around the corner legally, but I think in reality spring is right around the corner. So I'm pretty sure when I come to you next from April, it'll actually be warm. It's just when the wind kicks up, you realize how uncomfortable it is to be standing outside. So I'm not going to be doing that for very much longer. But just suffice to say that this was a decent winter. Now I'm looking forward to spring. Maybe even at some point you'll be hearing birds or crickets or something like that. But for now, just listen to that wind. It's simply amazing. There's nothing like standing in a place where the wind is loud, where the trees are loud. I'm not sure if I can describe that adequately. But right now I'm in a fairly heavily wooded area. And keep in mind, the leaves aren't even on the trees at this point because we just had winter. So what you're basically hearing are just the branches moving as they're whipped around. But in the summertime, if you ever get a windy evening like this in the summer, with the leaves and everything, it's even louder. So it's just part of the magic of weather conditions and the changing of the seasons and things like that. I'm going to try and just be quiet for a minute or two, or a moment or two. We don't really have a minute. Just to hopefully capture the sound of the trees here, because it really is. Actually, I'm going to wait for it to get a little bit louder, and maybe adjust a couple of controls here so you can actually hear what I'm hearing. I gotta say, it's really incredible just to hear that sound. And realize how loud nature can be. I mean, there's no human sound here, just the sound of trees blowing in the wind, which sounds nice and gentle, but wow, when it gets windy, it sounds like a freight locomotive heading right towards you. And again, these are winter trees. They're not as loud as summer trees with all the leaves on them. And it's not even that windy. You know, I said maybe 40 miles an hour before. I think it's really only like 25 miles an hour, the wind gusts here, which isn't that much. Imagine during a hurricane, which, hey, if we're really lucky over the summer, maybe we can be recording during a hurricane. That would be so cool. But in any event, it's pretty much the end of winter, I think. This might be the last good windstorm we have before spring comes. Not that we won't have windy days in spring and summer as well. But you know what? I don't want to keep talking about the weather. It gets boring and dull, and we have a whole hour to go through here. Let me just also add that I think maybe things are finally starting to change with the economy. Not that I want to spend a lot of time talking about the economy this hour either, but it is kind of historic. You know, we're seeing despair like we haven't seen in a long, long time. And I'm hoping that, you know, it's unusual for me to say this, but I am hoping that things actually start getting better, because I think that we're due for something nice. We've had so many bad things over the last bunch of years. It would be nice to see things actually start to work out. I was somewhat pleased with Obama's plan to throw money into high-speed rail, like I was hoping he would do last month when we talked about this. So that would be nice to see this nation actually start to catch up to the rest of the world, or at least to Western Europe in regards to that. And all kinds of other things, too. Maybe having dialogue with all kinds of countries we weren't talking to before, and being more respected on the world stage. All those kind of things would be really, really nice. So I guess as this show continues, which will be month by month, we'll see if there's any progress along those lines and see if anything else maybe comes up that's worth noting. Who knows what April might bring? There could be all kinds of fun things. I'm sure April will bring warmer weather. Yeah, I'm back to the weather again, I know. But I'll be standing out here and it'll be more comfortable. Yeah, I shouldn't complain, I know, because there are animals living in those trees right now that aren't complaining. In fact, they're wondering what I'm doing talking underneath them. Squirrels, birds, owls, things like that. But you know what? It's their choice to be in there. It's not my choice. I'm going to go inside. I'll see you guys in April. Well, big surprise, it's April and it's a lot warmer. Yeah, I guess I kind of saw that coming. But it's been a good month. I just got back, actually, from traveling a little bit around the States and Canada by car, which is always cool. Where I went, there was actually a lot of snow up in northern Ontario. Just kind of felt the need to drive up there in someone else's car, which is always kind of a cool thing to do. But yeah, you know, the leaves aren't yet out on the trees yet, but they will be soon. I'm sure next month when I talk to you, it'll be spring for sure. But winter's definitely gone now, and you might even hear some birds out there. It's amazing how this particular part of the world things change quite a bit over the course of a year. Some parts of the world, you know, it kind of stays the same. Like when I was in Singapore, I was particularly impressed by the fact that literally, and I'm not even kidding about this, every day is the same length. And since they're very close to the equator, the temperature stays the same. Winter, summer, spring, fall. They don't have these seasons. They don't really have anything makes life different from one day to another, and perhaps that's why they embrace rules so much, because things are pretty much the same all the time. Not so here in the Northeast, where we have heavy snow, heavy rain, very hot days, very cold days. It's kind of cool. It's one of the reasons why I like this particular part of the world, but it's also the reason why I like to get out and see other parts of the world too, so I can compare them to this part of the world and see what else is going on, how other people live. And of course, we always like to hear from our listeners who tell us how they live and compare their lives to ours and things like that. Anyway, so things are progressing nicely here in 2009. We're closing in on Obama's first 100 days, and apart from one big disappointment that I was talking about on one of the radio shows concerning the continued defense of the illegal wiretapping program, something I really can't figure out. And I hope by the time you listen to this, there will be some clarification on that, because it just doesn't make sense why he would basically work to fix that and stop it and bring some justice to people who were wronged. I don't want to appear blind or anything like that, but it just seems like something isn't adding up here, and I'm not yet ready to buy into the everybody is evil theory that most people I know seem to have. Everybody in Washington D.C. that is. I still think that there is a substantial chance for something different, for a change of some sort to happen. Obviously, you don't get all the change at once. You can't. It's just simply impossible. If someone were to try that, they'd probably be like run out of town on a rail. So you have to take one first step before you can take the next step. And I'm very cautious of people who only want it their way or no way at all, because believe me, you will get no way at all. You'll get exactly what we had for the last 8 years or so. So I see some very positive things 4 months in. I see the continued pushing for high-speed rail with some specifics, and that's good to know. I see the Bush administration being held to account for the torture policies. And, again, that's being done in an interesting way, too. Obviously, and from what I heard when I was traveling cross-country, Obama simply cannot push for the prosecution and imprisonment of various soldiers, CIA employees, government officials. He can't do that. If he did that,
basically all these hate mongers on the other side would be I don't know what they'd be doing, but listening to talk radio over the last week or so, wow, it's kind of scary, the things that they're saying, just based on what he's done so far, which is simply releasing memos that showed how this kind of thing was allowed. But by doing that, he has opened up the door, and maybe somebody else can walk through that door and take the next step and actually prosecute these people. So, yeah, you know, he can't do it all. He can't write the entire book, but he can start the process going, and I think that's what he's done. I think that's what the goal is here, is just to have some accountability. In any event, that's where we stand here in April. Looks like an interesting year ahead still. Things are definitely changing all around us, not just the season, but just the way the whole country is coming about. It's impressive. It's fascinating. And I can hardly wait till next month. And you know what? You don't have to.
No, I guess you won't have to wait. Very clever. Yeah, it's now May, and it's incredible how quickly things change, because I think when I spoke to you last, there weren't any leaves on the trees, and now they're all here. And it seems like we've just sort of landed smack in the middle of summer. I mean, it's not really that warm, but it's definitely not chilly anymore, and you can go outside without a jacket, and the birds are here. I think the birds always were here. I just don't know where they were, but they're a lot happier now. And we're definitely on our way to summer. In fact, I guess next month will be summer. But yeah, here we are in May, we're progressing slowly through this hour, almost at the halfway point, and. I guess I'm trying to think what has changed in the last 30 days or so. Obama kind of pissed me off with the whole reversal of the torture photo thing, which I think I spent enough time bitching about on the other shows, so I'm not sure I'm going to get into that here. But I got to say, you know, it's kind of scary and weird to see things slowly start to not happen the way you want them to. I mean, I haven't completely lost faith, and I don't expect to completely lose faith, but I am getting a little bit more cynical about things. And it might sound kind of weird, but I kind of expected to get more cynical as time went on, which is why I was holding on to being happy for as long as I possibly could, because I knew in the end I just wind up being cynical. What's the point of being cynical from the start if you're going to wind up being cynical in the end? That's what I usually say. But in any event, all that said, you know, the things he's done that have annoyed me so far pale in comparison to the things that have been done in the past by others. I imagine, given time, he could probably match that. But, you know, there's a part of me that wants to believe that that he's being pushed in all different directions, and there are very powerful forces there to deal with. And I'm hoping that that there's at least a chance that the right thing will be done. And, of course, you know, I am talking about a couple of instances, a couple of policies, a couple of disturbing things. There are lots of non-disturbing things, lots of good things that are coming out of this, and just overwhelmingly the feeling of relief, which is something that I think you really can't put a value on. It's just something that obviously is good and makes people feel better, and feeling better is kind of the whole point sometimes. But, you know, I think by the end of this hour, we'll see where I've gone on this. If I've completely lost any faith, or if maybe my hopes have been vindicated, or maybe things just won't change all that much. I don't know. It's a weird world we live in. Obviously, nothing is black and white. You can't possibly imagine what it's like to have to make decisions like this. So I just hope that that we're moving in the right direction. Economy-wise, yeah, let's find out how the economy's doing. You're hearing this, 6 or 7 months from now? So you want to know how the economy's doing now in May. Well, you know, it's getting a little bit better, I think. Things are, I guess, on the upswing. It didn't take much to do that, though. We went pretty far down. But I don't know if that's going to continue. It'd be nice if it did. It'd be nice to see things actually start being maintained and built. Nice to see the high-speed rail. You know, he announced the high-speed rail project, what is it, a month or so ago? I still don't see any around, and I'm wondering as to how long that's going to take. We were able to avert the MTA fare increase by having some kind of state bailout, so
that was something, I guess. But I don't know. We'll see if there's any more progress happening in the months ahead. I'm planning on heading out to Washington State in July for the tour camp, the first hacker camp taking place in the United States. That'll be interesting. And, of course, in August is Hacking at Random over in the Netherlands. So I'll be talking to you before I go to either one of those again, but just to give you a sense as to what's going on the rest of the year for me. I had mentioned in January, I know, that I was thinking of going to Antarctica. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I'd probably put a curse on it by saying that. But I do want to go there at some point. And, of course, I'm always looking for ideas on other places to go. So if you're hearing this, whenever I air this, I think it will be in December, write to us, otw@2600.com. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the sound of the birds and the nice weather. This is where the weather's nice, where it's kind of like, you know, not too hot and definitely not cold and kind of crisp. So, you know, you don't feel like you really need to do anything. You just sort of stand outside, and it's not a big deal. Next month, I probably will be complaining about the weather. So look forward to that. Till June. Yeah, I sure got that right, didn't I? yeah, complaining about the weather. It's raining. In fact, it's pouring on this otherwise rather nice June day. Actually, you know, let me take that back, because I happen to think rain is very nice. I enjoy rain. I don't at all agree with people who say that the weather is bad when it's raining or when it's snowing or when it's a hurricane or any of that, because I think weather should be interesting, and the worst thing is when it's boring, when everything is exactly the same. So what I'm hoping we're getting out of this series of clips from the year is a sense of the variety that we get throughout the course of a typical year here on Long Island. And here it is, it's June. It's not quite summer yet. It will be summer fairly soon. But the days are about as long as they get. As of the 21st of June, days will start to slowly get shorter, and the nights will start to get longer again, except you won't feel it, because it'll be getting hotter than ever, and you'll think the days are longer than they actually are. But this is a time of year where basically there's more daylight than any other time. You get those nice crisp days that aren't hot and muggy, and then you get the days like this where it's pouring rain. And that's just great. I mean, I enjoy it. I happen to do more work when it's raining. I feel more creative. Here we are. It's June, about the halfway point of this program, where we see just how a typical year or atypical year progresses. I mean, there's no such thing as a typical year around here. Things are always a little bit different. Personally, I'm getting ready to head out to the West Coast in late June, early July, to take part in the tour camp festivities, first hacker camp that takes place in the United States. And then next month, of course, will be naturally in 2 months. Next month is July. The month after that is August, and that's when Hacking at Random in Holland will take place. So that'll be fun as well. I've been to a few of the Dutch hacker camps, and they're always a blast. But we'll continue to be doing these clips from Long Island, not from other places, just so you can hear the different sounds of the year. And if you recall, so long ago, we started in January, and it was kind of quiet. It was snowy on the ground, snow walking through, and February, March, I don't think were very noisy either. But now, I don't know if you can hear this, even though it's raining, there are birds out, and just all kinds of signs of life. The trees are completely out in full force, leaves everywhere. I know a couple of months ago we had a windy day, and if there was wind right now, it would be very loud because of all the leaves that are out on the tree, trees, that is. Other than that, as far as what's going on in the world, well, not a whole lot has changed. I think we were talking about the economy last month. It's gotten a little bit better. Yeah, you know, stock market's going up. I'm not really feeling any effect from that. It feels like things might be improving a little bit. I guess they're not getting any worse. You know, they got pretty bad already. So kind of, you know, cautious optimism. People just sort of sitting back and, you know, getting out barbecues and things like that, and what people do in the summertime here on Long Island. Hey, the rain's picking up, though. Listen to that. See if we can get some of this audio. Yeah, I imagine you know what rain sounds like. So it's pretty much the same everywhere you go. But oh, it's getting windy now, too. Listen to the wind. Yeah, it's a regular variety show here on Long Island. You never know what's going to happen next. I'm sure, well, I don't want to predict every single month at the end of each clip, but I'm sure next month it'll probably be hot and not as comfortable, and that's July and August for you, which is why I like to travel during July and August, because I just really don't like heat and humidity. But yeah, I know that's coming, and all sorts of other things, surprises I'm sure I haven't thought of yet. Will be happening as well. Not a whole lot calendar-wise for me at this point. Just kind of getting ready for events of the summer. And I guess we'll speak again come July. Well, that was kind of cool, isn't it? I don't know if you heard, but the train honked its horn just as I was closing out June. And I'm still in awe of that, even though it's July now. And we've actually passed the halfway point. Now we're in the second half of the year. We're going down the hill now, heading towards winter again. And if this show is airing properly, it should be just about half past the hour now. So it all works out very nicely, doesn't it? It's strange. But yeah, it's later in July right now, and it's been an interesting summer because it hasn't really been a very uncomfortable summer, not yet anyway. In fact, I've managed to survive so far without even turning on the air conditioner, and actually without even carrying the air conditioner to the window, installing it, and then turning it on. That's probably the reason why I haven't turned it on, is because I don't want to go through all that. And since I'm going to be heading away for most of August, I'm going to see if I can make it through the whole summer without using that air conditioner once. That would be kind of cool. And don't worry though. I'll be back later in August. We'll do another update from here as we move closer towards 7 o'clock Eastern Time on a Tuesday night. Very interesting program we're doing, going through the year, about 4-minute segments at a time, and nothing really amazing has happened yet in July, as far as I can tell. I went to tour camp. I'm sure I've mentioned that on the radio show at some point. Tour camp being the hacker camp that took place in... listen to that. There's thunder now. Yes. I haven't talked about the weather yet. Don't worry. I'll get to it. But tour camp took place in Washington State earlier this month, and it was really pretty interesting. Very dusty, very dry, very desert-like climate. And looking forward to heading over to Har in just a couple of weeks' time in August. Actually, in a few days, I'm going to be heading over to Ireland and to England and various other places in preparation for that. So it'll be a fun way of getting out of this place for a little while. But I'll be glad to be back reporting on what August is like. But yeah, as far as the weather, right now it's kind of it was a little bit humid today. This is one of the few days that's been kind of warm and humid. When I say warm, though, it's really, I don't think it's cracked 90 yet this summer. If it has, maybe it's just for a few minutes, but it's been pretty much low 80s out here on the island, and today's one of those days that was a little bit humid, but not especially so. But it would be nice if we got a nice little thunderstorm. We've had a few of those coming through. And it's always a nice way to cool off and have some strong winds heading into the area and basically making it a bit more pleasant. As far as world events, let's see. I don't think anything really earth-shattering has happened. There's that whole Obama race controversy going on with the Harvard professor. I'm sure everyone's forgotten about that by now, though. It's you're hearing this in December, and probably you have no idea what I'm even talking about. But if you want to find out more, I'm sure I've mentioned this at some point during the regular year. So go back and listen to a show in late July. I'm sure I have mentioned it at that point. I haven't done it yet, but I'm sure I will. And by the time you listen to this, I most assuredly will already have done so. And I guess Michael Jackson wasn't dead the last time we talked, was he? I don't think so. probably would have mentioned that if that were the case. And, yeah, that was a pretty earth-shattering event, something that people, I guess, weren't really expecting, although when you look about the history, it's not that surprising. It actually made my life a bit easier because I somehow managed to buy a bunch of Michael Jackson tickets over the summer. And the only reason I bought them was I was planning on reselling them and making a fortune. Well, not really a fortune, but just it was an investment. It's no different than making any other kind of investment. I just figured they'd be in demand. And I had no idea that they'd be in this much demand now. Of course, there are no tickets. Actually, I can get a commemorative ticket. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that, if that's really the same thing as just getting a refund. But it would have been difficult trying to sell tickets to a concert in England when I'm still here in the United States. And supposedly they weren't even going to send the tickets until 10 days before the concert. So it's, it probably was for the best, as far as I'm concerned, for the ticket reason. I'm not saying it's for the best that Michael Jackson died. I'm saying it just probably was something I never should have gotten involved in the first place. Yeah, okay. You know what? I'm kind of tired of talking about things this month, so I'm just going to wait till next month. And here's the thing. Next month, I'll be back from Europe. I'll have experienced horror and all that. But what's interesting, if you listen right now, apart from occasional thunder, yeah, you might hear... Listen carefully. You hear the clucks of a few birds that are, you know, about to go to sleep. Not much, not much in the way of noise. I predict next month at around this time that will change, and we'll start to actually hear some of the nightlife of the insects as they do what they do in August. I believe it starts in August. I don't know why, but they just start to make noise then, and that's something that I think we'll experience until August. Okay, well, yes, I imagine you can hear the difference. It is so loud here right now, and this is something that's, I don't know if it's unique to the northeastern part of the United States, or Long Island in particular, but boy, these insects make a lot of noise in August. Just listen to them. And you know what's crazy is I don't know what these insects look like. I never actually... Well, not knowingly have I ever actually seen one. They could be 6 feet long for all I know. They sound like they're 6 feet long. Or they could be microscopic, or they could just look like something that you wouldn't expect to be making a noise like that. I mean, of course it's dark now. And that's another thing. It wasn't dark this time of the month, or this time of the day, last month. But now it's just gotten dark. It's evening time, and what a racket. And it's especially... especially something for me because I just got back from Europe, you know, the bugs there are a little bit more well-mannered. They don't make that kind of noise. In fact, when people visit me from various parts of the world at this particular time of the year, they're astounded. It's like we live in a jungle or something, and they just aren't used to this kind of noise. And having just been over there, yeah, at night it's a lot quieter. You know, like it is at other times of the year, but for some reason, August and I believe September are just, you can barely hear yourself think at night in these parts. They go to sleep, though. They go to sleep at about maybe 3 in the morning, 2 or 3 in the morning. They'll just get winded or something, or they'll just stop making this god-awful racket. But, yeah, it's something to behold, and it's something I've noticed over the years, that this time of year... It just sounds different. And what better way to document it than to take a little slice of each month at about the same time of day and to see how the sounds change in one particular location. Like I said, I just got back from Europe. I was at the Hacking at Random hacker camp known as HAR. And I'm sure I've talked about this on all the different radio shows, but boy, it was an incredible experience. It was something well worth the wait, the hacker event of the year, if not more. And so many interesting people to meet, so many fun talks to attend, and just a great time in general. That's pretty much it as far as travel plans for me for the foreseeable future. I could always just take off someplace on a whim because, you know, that's just part of what I do. But it is late in the summer now. So any kind of summertime travel is probably, I have to do that pretty soon. This time next month, I suppose, it might still be summer, because summer doesn't begin until the 20th. I mean, fall doesn't begin until the 20th or the 21st. But summer really ends for most people after the Labor Day weekend in early September. So I'm sure next time we talk to you, it'll be after that. And in fact, a bunch of people I know are going to school pretty soon. And all I can do is mock them relentlessly because I don't have to do that anymore. So, yeah, I can still enjoy the sounds of nature, even though they're pretty scary sometimes. Well, see you in September. Well, it is September now, and a marked difference from last month. It's definitely a bit chillier, for one thing. That's to be expected. I did wait until autumn, so it's just into autumn now. It's not really too far into autumn, but it wasn't much of a difference. I think September felt like autumn for most of the month, and as you can hear, those big-sounding insects are less enthusiastic. In fact, you know what? It's just starting to rain now. And when that happens, they get even less enthusiastic. They shut up completely, and I think they just wait it out. I can't imagine what it must be like to be an insect and to be pelted with raindrops. I mean, it's so strange to think of that world and how things relate. I mean, a raindrop is the size of your entire body, and it's got to be offensive when you're just sitting there on a tree or whatever making a noise. So anyway, what happens is they just go silent, and then when the rain stops, and you know it really has begun raining now. That's something. Fortunately, I'm underneath an overhang, but it definitely would be getting soaked now if I was outside underneath the sky. That is, I am outside, but just protected from this. Over the last couple of weeks, there have been some rather cold days. And by cold, I mean temperatures getting down into the 50s Fahrenheit. And I thought for sure that it killed them off. But next day, when it warmed up a bit, or next evening, they were back. So I guess they just do something to weather it out for a little bit. I'm feeling a little bit somber, too, because I'm realizing, boy, you know, This program's going fast, but this year is going fast too. And of course, the program shows you how fast a year goes by. But I'm realizing now it's September, and we only have 3 months after this, and the time just seems to really whiz by faster every year. And of course, the reason for that, it actually makes mathematical sense. Every year, let's say when you're two, if you're a 2-year-old listener hearing this program now. Well, the year that just went by, that's half your life, you know, so obviously that's a long period of time in perspective. But, you know, as you get up there, you know, in your 70s, 80s, 90s, every year is a lot less of a fraction of your life, a lot less of a percentage, that is. And so they just whiz by, which I guess, you know, considering the quality of life for the elderly in this country, that's probably a good thing that the years fly by. Because it doesn't seem to last quite as long as far as having to deal with all the nonsense that I'm sure awaits us all as we get older. That's why things go really quickly. September. What has happened? You know, you ever have that occur when someone asks you, "So what's new?" And you're stumped. You don't know what to how to answer that. What have you been up to? What have I been up to? You know, I meet people sometimes I haven't seen in 10 years, and they ask me what I'm up to. And there's two ways you can go about it. You can give this long, detailed, boring answer, or you can say, you know, not much, or something unimaginative like that. In this particular case, though, I had opportunity to simply figure out what I was going to say beforehand, but I decided not to. I decided to just go into this blind. And what has happened in September? you know, I'm drawing a complete blank now. I don't know what's been going on. I mean, personally, I haven't gone anywhere. I've stayed around for this month. Been doing a lot of work and things like that. So, I know as soon as I turn off the microphone, I'm going to say, "Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't talk about this." In the world, well, you know, the right wingers are getting a bit louder and more obnoxious, which is to be expected. So I'm not that surprised by that. More of the same, I suppose. Just the only thing really changing around here is the temperature and the weather and things like that. And you know what? Our time is pretty much up. If we're gonna keep to the schedule, finishing this show by the end of the year and the end of the hour, I gotta go now. I'm sorry. You know what? I'll try to think of something more interesting to say for October. I'm sure something momentous will have happened between now and then. September 11th happened. We had the anniversary of that, and that went by, and I totally forgot about it. So, I'm just living here in a bubble, I suppose. Oh, well. See you in October. Oh, and those insects probably won't be here at all in October. I'll bet we'll hear crickets, but we won't hear, you know, the nice loud ones. Well, you know, I'm actually surprised that any of the bugs survived with the weather we've had over the last couple of weeks. It's October, yeah, but it feels sometimes like it's much later in the year as far as just how quickly summer went away. And as you can hear, there's only one or two solitary insects that were chirping so happily only a couple of months ago, even last month. But that's just the way it goes, I guess, when you go through a year like this. Well, you gotta expect rapid change. But boy, it's incredible. It's almost like the summer wasn't here at all. Well, of course, I was away for part of it, but that's something. Well, anyway, so we're kind of reaching the end of the program. It's kind of hard to believe. It feels like we just started. I mean, to you, it must really feel like we just started because you've been listening for an hour. I've been doing this now for 10 months, and it still feels like I just started doing it. I remember standing out here, and it was there was snow on the ground, and it was really, really cold, and then it was raining, and it just seems to go really, really fast. Just as soon as I get done recording one segment, it feels like it's time to record the next one. And it's going to be weird to hear this all pieced together. But anyway, here we are. It's towards the end of the year, and we only have two more segments after this one to go before it really is the end of the year. And that's just going to feel pretty weird and strange. Hard to imagine that it was a year ago that the election was in full swing. And next time I speak to you, it'll be over a year since Obama was elected. And things have come a long way. One thing I've noticed, though, in the last couple of segments is how loud and united the opposition to Obama has become. And to me, it's kind of scary because I just find the things that they say to be completely without merit and pandering to fear and things like that. And what really scares me more than anything is the fact that it's working. And so I wonder, you know, if we did a show like this next year, you'd probably hear increasing panic in my voice as November 2010 drew closer. I don't know. The year ahead is going to be a weird one. I just hope that people can hold it together. I've gone nuts on the air a couple of times saying that people really need to do things themselves. They really need to organize and be loud like the right wing is doing. And hopefully we'll see more of that. Hopefully we'll see people actually stand up and care and do something that matters. Would be nice. Other than that, I'm planning on going to Germany. In fact, I'll probably be in Germany when you're listening to this. Can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure that's a logical time to air this program. Making plans for that right now, going over to the Chaos Communication Congress, as I usually do, in late December. Other than that, things are pretty much nothing amazing. We haven't gotten hit with any hurricanes or anything like that. I'm very disappointed. It's not too late yet, but it's getting there. Had a couple of good storms, but nothing really catastrophic. Yeah, I'm depressed about that. But, you know, maybe blizzards over the winter. That's something to look forward to as well. Oh, yeah, and as I speak, the Yankees are about to qualify for something or other, playoff World Series. You know, I can't stand them. They just win too much. They always win. It gets boring after a while. You want a challenge. You want some new faces. You want some other cities to share in the joy. It can't always be the same. But I guess that's what money does. Well, that's a cheery note to end on. We'll see you in November.
Well, I just cannot believe that it's actually reached this stage. Here we are. It's November. And, yes, the Yankees won. I don't want to talk about the Yankees. I don't want to talk about the weather. Yes, it's getting colder. The leaves are almost all off the trees because we had some windstorms. So that's kind of cool, I guess. As a train whistle blows in the background. Nice dark night tonight. Definitely not very lively outside because all the insects, most of the birds are gone. Quite a few people, too, I think, have left. But, wow, I just can't believe that we've actually done almost a whole year. We only have one more of these left. And then it's over. It's incredible how quickly the whole thing went. Wow. I'm really kind of amazed by that. So yeah, it's been over a year now since the election of Obama. So that's kind of interesting right there because, I don't want to say that people have lost faith. I think people have kind of lost their direction, and they're letting defeatism take over. The whole thing with healthcare is just like dragging on, and any chance at progress seems to be stymied every step of the way. And, you know, there's only so much somebody can do unless they're a king or something like that as far as getting things passed over the objections of idiots. So you got to let the system play out. But the thing is, you know, people have to play more of a part in this. And I see a lot of people complaining. I don't see a lot of people doing things. And I think that's got to happen before we actually see any change, any substantial change, that is, anyway. So, yeah, a bit disheartened after what's gone on this year because I was hoping for so much more progress, but I guess I wasn't counting on so much opposition to progress. But that's something you'll never go broke underestimating. Anyway, we're pretty much out of time for this month because I want to make sure there's enough time next month to sum everything up. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I do know now. I do know that this show will air on December 22nd. And I'll be away that week, so I've already figured out exactly how that's going to work out, slowly piecing it all together. Should be an interesting hour. I look forward to hearing this. Look forward to hearing how it all sounds as 1 hour of a year. Yeah, so in a couple of seconds, you'll hear the final summations, which will come to you next month, which actually will be this month for you, but the ending of a full year of segments. Or something like that. Goodbye from November. See you in December. Well, here we are. We made it to December, the last installment of this special program. And if you just tuned in at this late stage, well, you missed a doozy. We've been basically giving you short segments from every month of the year, starting in January, going all the way around to the end of the year, which is now December. One thing I'm not going to do is focus a lot of time on the weather, because that would be kind of stupid since I'm recording this only a few days before it airs this time. It might have been interesting to hear what the weather was like in August or something, now that you're listening to this in December, although it really probably isn't that interesting, but certainly isn't interesting to talk about what it's like only a few days ago, since you probably know what it's like. Although, let me just say quickly that it's gotten pretty damn cold pretty damn quickly, and it looks like this winter is off to a flying start. it's something else. I'm standing outside. It's cold. It's windy. There's a prediction of snow over the weekend. In fact, there might be snow on the ground when you listen to this on Tuesday, December the 22nd. Right? That's the date. Yeah, okay, and if all goes well, I'll be in Paris, so that's where I'm sitting right now while you're listening to this.
And the next 2 weeks also, I'll be away, but we'll have a special program, basically highlights from Hacking at Random, which took place over the summer in Holland. Anyway, just conclude some thoughts as to what this has been like. It's really incredible seeing time go by so fast. This was a year project. Basically, every month I'd go outside and record some audio, and it just was incredible to me how quickly each month would appear, and I'd get a little reminder saying, yes, yeah, time to go outside again and record some more audio for that special program airing in December. And wow, it's already been not a full year, because a full year would be in January, but we've gone around all of 2009. We've seen quite a few changes. We've seen the first year of Obama, and I gotta say, I'm not so much disappointed in what he's been doing. I'm disappointed with the reaction of people in this country, just basically throwing themselves in the path of progress and keeping everything from healthcare to high-speed rail to global warming discussions, keeping them from taking place. And it's really I'm sure the next 3 years after this will be interesting as well. I just hope that we actually get something done, because it just seems like we're reinventing the wheel over and over again and not actually seeing change. And the thing is, you know, they're going to say in 2012, well, look what the Democrats did. They didn't do anything. And the reason they didn't do anything is because all these people got in the way and refused to let them do anything. Not that Democrats are necessarily good people. You know, I don't want to get into the whole political discussion. It's just been kind of a frustrating year as far as seeing things happen. I'd like to see more things happen. I'd like to see things happen quicker. But I'm just rather impatient. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this hour of thoughts and feelings from 2009. And look forward to being back in the studio in the year 2010. Where we'll do all kinds of other fascinating radio experiments. If you want to write to us and tell us your thoughts about whether or not this was a good idea or a bad idea, or things that you agree with or disagree with, write to us, otw@2600.com, and we'll be happy to read it over the air, reply, do all kinds of interesting things. I guess that's going to do it. That's going to do it for this special 2009 retrospective few minutes at a time per month show that we had here on Off the Wall. I hope it came out well. You know, it's hard to know for sure until you listen to it all piece by piece if it actually makes any sense, if we actually make any kind of progress. And I'm fascinated if anyone has noticed anything different. Perhaps I've developed an accent over the year. Perhaps I've grown more conservative over time. Who knows? There's all kinds of things that you can study by looking at time in different ways, and that's what we try to do here. Again, otw@2600.com. This is Emmanuel Goldstein for Off the Wall. We'll see you another time. Good night, and Happy New Year.